We miss college football.
Bennett takes the snap and the shotgun, throws for the corner. Brock Bowers one-on-one. Caught! Touchdown! He ate him alive! Falls down into the end zone. Six more for Georgia.
We can't wait for the 2023 season.
Caleb Williams throws the fade in the corner. Oh, God! Touchdown, Trojans!
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. 5 days away from South Carolina against North Carolina. 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Spencer Rattler against Drake May. On ABC, we can't wait for that big showdown at Bank of America Stadium. And now joining us is Spencer Rattler, the quarterback at South Carolina, kind enough to jump on board with us on CBS Sports Radio. Spencer, always appreciate the time. How you been?
I've been great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So you guys really finished the season on a high note, taking down two top 10 teams in Tennessee and then also Clemson. You played sensational. When you look back at year one for you coming over from Oklahoma, playing at South Carolina, how do you kind of recap last season?
You know, last year, we did finish out the season very strong, but, you know, we had a lot of high points during the season as well, doing a lot of things for the first time, beating Kentucky for one of the first times in a while, A&M. I know statistically it wasn't the best for our offense, but, you know, we found a way to win, and you're right, at the end of the season, we figured out what works for us. We did what we did and finished out strong.
What's been the vibe? I always like Shane Beamer. I think his just personality is infectious, and he always has high energy. But what has been the vibe around this program during the offseason as you guys get ready to kick off coming up in 5 days from now, another season of Gamecock football?
Yeah, just a lot of excitement in the city of Columbia, you know, and for the right reasons. You know, Coach Beamer's got this program headed in the right direction. But the vibe has just been in the work. I mean, we've been head down grinding. I mean, every single day throughout this summer, stacking these days together and getting that chemistry down, and we're looking great right now.
Your offensive coordinator a year ago, Marcus Satterfield, departed to join Matt Rhule's staff at Nebraska. Now Dow Loggins comes in. How has been the offense been looking, and what does Dow really bring to this football team?
I've been loving what Dow's doing with our group. I mean, we're gelling so quick. Everybody picked up the playbook fast, and, you know, what we're doing is just it plays to our strengths really well. And, you know, like he says, he kind of wants me to be a point guard out there just dishing. So I love what he's doing. I love his confidence in us, and it's going to be fun on Saturday.
When you say play to those strengths, if someone hasn't seen your game or if someone hasn't seen this offense in the summer, what do you kind of anticipate the offense to look like?
Yeah, you know, I can't give you too much on that, but you know, just getting the ball to our playmakers. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, get the ball in the hands of the guys that make plays, and they'll make plays for you. Obviously, you know, got to protect up front, be able to run the ball. But, you know, we got to hit on all cylinders. So, you know, we've been clicking on every part, putting everything together. And I think you guys will like what you see on Saturday.
Yeah, I was talking to your coach a few months ago, Shane Beamer, Spencer Rattler, and he said the sky's the limit for you this year individually. Do you kind of feel that as well?
You know, I'm confident as ever right now. You know, it comes from our coaching staff, what they've been doing with us this off season. You know, how we're looking as a group. You know, I'm confident in not just me, but our whole group. You know, I want us to be one of the most explosive offenses in the country. So that's going to be our plan moving forward this year.
At the end of the year, Spencer, how do you hope we're talking about you and the program?
You know, everything will take care of itself. I like to say, you know, if we all succeed as a team, everybody will have their own personal success. So I think that's what's so special about, you know, this program is we care about winning number one overall and turning this program around like we've been doing. And if we take care of that, everybody's personal goals will fall in line.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, and last year when I talked to you, I thought you were in a good spot. You sound like you're in a great spot now, but with the ups and downs of playing this sport, just mentally, where are you at with all that has happened in your college career?
Mentally amazing right now. I mean, just 100%.
And then coming back, what kind of factored into that decision to give it another go at South Carolina?
You know, I feel like we just left something on the table. You know, I feel like we could have won a few more games last year that we let slip out of our hands. And, you know, not just me, but Juice and some other guys wanted to come back, added some key transfers as well. So, you know, we're trying to do special things this year. And for me, you know, I have a chance to graduate in December, so that was a big reason on why I wanted to come back, get that degree, and just left some stuff on the table. Want to have a big year this year with the guys.
Yeah, I always like to ask this question. As Spencer Rattler is here with us. Clearly, football takes up so much of your life right now. But let's just say, if you didn't want to become a football player, what would Spencer Rattler be doing professionally?
That's a great question. Definitely something around the game. I enjoy being around sports. I've always been around sports as a kid. Now, I mean, definitely something around the game on the business side. But hey, the plan A is the NFL, and plan B, that's why I'm getting that degree.
Spencer Rattler here with us. So you had a little crossover at Oklahoma with Jalen Hurts, right? Jalen had to transfer as well, and Jalen's been doubted, and now we're seeing what Jalen's doing in the NFL. He's one of the better quarterbacks and almost won a Super Bowl last year. What do you kind of take from your time being around Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I learned a lot from him. He was like a mentor to me when I was at Oklahoma, just watching how he moved, watching how he led, prepared, everything like that. I learned a lot my freshman year, watching how he worked.
And then to see the success that he's having now, knowing all that he had to go through, is that kind of inspiring to you?
I mean, it's awesome for him. Everybody's journey is different. He went through a similar journey, I went through, so it's cool to see. Everybody's, meant for a purpose, and, I'm happy for him, and he's definitely at the top of his game right now.
Do you guys still keep in touch at all, just wondering?
Here and there, through DM and stuff like that. But, he's very busy, I'm sure, and I am too.
Spencer Rattler here with us. So when you take a look at this UNC defense, what are the things that maybe could present some challenges for you guys coming up on Saturday?
They're going to try to come out and do some things to slow us down. Might be with blitzing, different looks. But, you got to be ready for anything. It could always be a whole different look. So, but the main thing is focus on what we got going on. Execute our plays at a high level, and we'll be all right.
And then you know how this is built, Spencer Rattler. You've been around the block before. I know you're going up against their defense, but I even said in the intro, everyone's going to be talking about Drake May up against Spencer Rattler. When you look at Drake May's games, just being as a quarterback, what kind of stands out to you about the type of quarterback he is and leader?
I got a lot of respect for him. He blew up on the scene last year, had a great season. Watched a few of his games, very talented player. Got a lot of respect for him. He's definitely going to, have our hands full on Saturday, so our defense will have to be ready. But, I know everybody's hyping it up, me versus Drake May. But, at the end of the day, my focus is, hey, let's go out here and help my team get in the best position to win. And, that's my main focus, and I'm sure his too.
So I know now as you get closer to the season, right, students start coming back to campus, just not the guys on the football team. What's kind of been the hype around campus and the word around campus, what people are saying to you as you get set to square off against UNC?
Really, I'm not around campus as much as you think. I live off campus and only got one in-person class that actually starts tomorrow. But I know the excitement is high. I know everybody's excited for the game. People are running in the community. They're jacked up for Saturday. A lot of the people will be going down, so we'll see a lot of Garnet in those stands on Saturday.
What is it like when Spencer Rattler walks into a classroom on campus at South Carolina?
it's fun. A lot of fans obviously in the class, and I always take time to say what's up, take a picture, sign something for them. So it's all love over here.
Let me ask you about Caleb Williams, just because you guys will always be tied together. We now see what Caleb did last year for USC and what he did the other night to try to go get another Heisman Trophy. Do you guys have a relationship, you and Caleb Williams, or not much?
I play at USC, South Carolina, and he plays at Southern California. So, I'm pretty sure we're both focused on our own journey, our own team, and yeah.
Well, hey, I appreciate the time. I always enjoy catching up with you. Good luck this upcoming season. Hope to do it again real soon.
Appreciate it.